Nearly 1 in 3 Americans lives with chronic pain, for which there's simply no quick fix. But pain experts generally agree that a low-tech approach focused on lifestyle changes can help. And while the treatments can be more expensive and less convenient than a bottle of pills, they may provide cost savings over the long term by helping patients get off addictive medications. Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman reports.
Kim Brown has a sideways curve in her spine that has caused pain for years, but it got much worse after an incident in 2010.
It was the simplest thing. I picked up a bag of garbage with my right hand.
And she immediately knew something was wrong.
It blew out a disc, and so that's when the pain really went extreme.
Brown was put on opioids like so many others who report to the doctor with pain. In a single year, healthcare providers write enough opioid prescriptions for every adult in the U.S. to have a bottle of pills. Each time Brown came back, still in pain, another opioid was added to the list.
Percocet, Vicodin, morphine, Dilaudid. So I was drugged constantly.
And the side effects, primarily constipation, caused such severe abdominal pain she could hardly walk.
It kills your life. It totally robs you of every aspect. I couldn't do anything because of the pain, but I couldn't do anything because of the pain meds either.
Brown tried to quit on her own, but after 9 days of nausea and fainting from withdrawal, she was back on the meds.
I finally went to my family doctor and said, look, I need help. I can't live like this anymore. And he referred me to Dr. McManus, and that's when life changed.
Dr. Dennis McManus is the director of the OSF Central Illinois Pain Center in Peoria. He specializes in helping chronic pain sufferers like Brown get off opioids.
From my perspective, if you stabilize the dose and slowly taper off, these patients do remarkably well.
McManus works with a team of providers who together help patients make lifestyle changes that reduce pain during everyday activities. This approach includes physical therapy, massage, nutrition counseling, and psychological therapy. He says real change takes a commitment from patients.
And most people really just want to have the magic wand that will get them all better. And I'm just trying to say, I don't have a magic wand, but I might have a way out of this jungle that you're in.
At the clinic, Brown met occupational therapist Gabe Stickling, who taught her things like how to properly lift heavy objects. During a visit, Stickling coaches Brown through an elliptical workout. He talks about how to safely keep exercising, even when she feels a twinge of pain.
Yeah, I can already feel it in my hip.
Okay, we'll go a few more minutes and kind of see how it goes here.
Okay.
He explains that people with chronic pain often avoid physical activity.
Because they're afraid they're going to injure themselves or damage their bodies.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at because there are so many things that I don't do because I don't want to hurt myself.
But inactivity can make the pain worse.
There's general agreement that kind of multidisciplinary or multimodal approach is really the gold standard treatment for chronic pain conditions.
That's Dr. Erin Krebs. She's a physician scientist at the Minneapolis VA healthcare system. Krebs recently authored the first long-term randomized trial of opioids for treating chronic back pain and arthritis. She found they are no better than non-opioid medications.
It's important to remember that the main treatments that are recommended for these pain conditions are not medication treatments.
But because non-drug treatments are hands-on and time-intensive, McManus says it can be hard to find a clinic that offers them and insurance that will cover them.
A lot cheaper to put someone on a chronic opioid. It's cheaper than having a whole bunch of people work with you.
But Krebs is hopeful things will change as communities see the hidden costs of opioids.
It's not just the price of the pills. It's also the price of the consequences when you over-rely on something.
Over the course of a 12-week program with McManus, Brown tapered off opioids. She says she's thankful this approach helped her get her life back, even though it's a different life than before her injury.
There is no such thing as a pain-free day for me. It never, never fully goes away.
She says she's just learned how to manage life with it. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Christine Herman.